Today, since we are tuning into sound and rhythm, we're going to do a very different kind of meditation. We're going to begin by taking a sound bath for our meditation time. And all you need to do is open your senses and just be. Allow the sounds around you to soak into you. And then to close the sound bath, we're going to end with some time in silence. Just allow the vibrations and sounds you've heard to linger in your body while you stay with your breath and body sensations. And then after our time in silence, we're going to transition into a special chant that I wrote many years ago using the Sanskrit words Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya, and the words will be on the screen right there. And Om Namah Shivaya, one of the interpretations of it means universal consciousness is one. Universal consciousness is one. And the idea behind it is to call in our higher selves, however that might look for you. Now, many Hindu teachers consider the recitation of these syllables sound therapy for the body. It's said to bring healing, spiritual insight, and knowledge. And the chant is going to be a call and response at the beginning. I'm going to sing a line, and then I'll invite you to sing it back so that you can learn it. And then I'll sing another line, and then you sing it back. And then after we've sung it through once that way, we're going to sing it all together in true bhakti devotional style, which allows it to build over time in speed and intensity. And I invite you just to go with it, just surrender to it. Allow yourself to stop thinking and just melt into the sounds and the rhythm and the breath. And notice what it does in your body as you sing it. But we're going to begin with our sound bath. together now.
Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om. Om Namah Shivaya. Om. Om Namah Shivaya. 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 Om. Om Namah Shivaya. Om. Om Namah Shivaya. 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 Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om. Om Namah Shivaya. Om. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om. Om Namah Shivaya. Om. Om Namah Shivaya.
So notice how your mind and body feel after chanting together. Personally, I feel a little lightheaded. I don't know if any of you do. Can you feel the subtle vibrations and the echoes in your head and in your body? How about a sense of aliveness? Can you feel that within you as if your cells have been sung into life? Now, everyone's experience is going to be different, of course, but there are no right or wrong sensations here. But I noticed the other day, after rehearsing this, my whole body was pulsing to that rhythm, even hours later. Singing and chanting is said to entrain the two hemispheres of the brain, to make them vibrate together and work in harmony with one another, which can lead to feeling integrated and calm. And in fact, there are many apparent health benefits of singing. They include strengthening the immune system, helping improve sleep, lowering stress levels, increasing mental alertness, and even serving as a natural antidepressant. Now, wouldn't you rather sing than take pills? Music and rhythm have been scientifically proven to affect our pulse, our blood pressure, our heartbeat, and even our brain formation. And in some cases, it can even alter consciousness. And in fact, the traditional way of singing these kinds of chants, and I did some weekends where we would chant these types of chants for like 45 minutes to an hour on one chant. And it would build and build into this ecstatic place where really it almost feels like your consciousness alters because of all the deep breathing and singing that you're doing. Singing together with strong rhythms can also create a sense of unity and connectedness between people. And that's why singing at social justice marches is so powerful. It brings everyone together and unifies their energies to strengthen the message. And singing also bonds people through more than just words and melody. The rhythms play an important part. And that's why singing in a choir is so pleasurable. Am I right, choir?
Yes.
You look like you're enjoying it, so that's good. Recent studies with elders also show that when people make music together, whether it's simple drumming or strumming or singing, it helps them stay mentally alert and connected. In many cases, dementia and Alzheimer's patients can't remember much, but when you play them a song that they knew, they can sing along and be extremely coherent. And as a hospice chaplain, I used to sing with dying people. And many of them who were nonverbal in their last hours perked up and joined in when it was a song they knew. So music and rhythm can reach people in ways that words or writings or abstract concepts simply can't. Dr. Alfred Tomatis was a French physician and psychologist, and he spent years studying sound and hearing. And he was able to discern differences between sounds and frequencies that seem to charge the brain and liven the brain and give us energy versus those that discharge us or weaken us or tire and fatigue the listener. Can you all think of instances when you've heard sounds that energize you versus sounds that maybe irritate you or feel discombobulating? And he tells a story of visiting a Benedictine monastery just after a new abbot took over. And the new abbot wanted to change everything at the monastery, including eliminating the 6 to 8 hours of chanting that the monks were doing daily. He felt that the chanting served no useful purpose, and that it could recapture that time, those 6 to 8 hours, for other more important things. Well, after a few weeks, the monks started to feel tired, and some of them started to get sick. They needed more sleep each night, and they were less effective at their work and daily routines. And after a while, some of them grew depressed, and their physical posture actually became more slumped over. And no one could put together why this was happening. Various doctors came and went, trying to treat them, and they even tried to change their diet from vegetarian to meat eating, thinking that that would help. But nothing worked. And the monks got increasingly more exhausted and sick. And eventually, Dr. Tomatis was called in to work with the monks. An ear specialist, Dr. Tomatis, treated them with sound. And the first thing he did, I bet you can guess, is reinstate the 6 to 8 hours of chanting a day. And within a few months, the monks regained their energy and they were once again able to undertake their rigorous schedule of work, prayer, and little sleep. And their chanting, even though it was peaceful and repetitive and solemn, it energized them through its vibrations and frequency and also helped them recover their great health. And those of you who were here last week heard me talking about the benefits of meditation. And as you know, I've been meditating at least half an hour every day. Well, this week I decided, since I was talking about chanting and music, I've got to bring in the chanting too. So every day I chanted and it added something completely different than the meditation and a really beautiful thing. So I invite you to try. Invite you to try chanting too, as and when you can fit it in. But why are we talking about sound and rhythm in a religious service? Why does it matter spiritually? Because as scientists have shown us, everything in the universe is made up of sound vibrations and frequencies, and I know the scientists among us could explain it much better than I can. But Albert Einstein reminds us that, with a quote in your order of service, we are slowed down sound and light waves, a walking bundle of frequencies tuned in to the cosmos. Our bodies are the instruments through which our souls play their music, said Einstein. Our bodies are the instruments through which our souls play their music. Isn't that beautiful? Now, NASA has recorded the sounds of the planets, which are made from electromagnetic vibrations. And each of the planets has its own sound and rhythms. In fact, everything on Earth, even matter, vibrates with its own frequencies, which produce sound waves. Everything has a rhythm. Sound can apparently introduce form and pattern into matter. It's so powerful. It can take chaotic forms and organize them and make them beautiful. Like I explained in the effects on our brains earlier, sound can transform and even harmonize matter through its vibrations. So there's a whole layer of subtle frequencies and sound going on continually, and most of us aren't even aware of it, or the fact that it deeply influences who we are and how we act. We're impacted by the cycles of the sun and the moon, by the rhythms of night and day, and by the seasons. We're impacted by the rhythms of our days, by the sounds around us, and by one another's frequencies. We're impacted by the natural entrainment, or joining together of rhythms. And in entrainment, the rhythmic vibrations of one object will cause something close to it with a less powerful rhythm to entrain or join with it. And Danny, if you would get our video ready, you're going to see examples of how objects entrain with each other. Here's a short video of 32 metronomes that demonstrates this.
Yeah.
Mesmerizing, isn't it? How they resonate with one another. So what we're witnessing in physics is likely a kind of resonance here. But not just that, they all end up beating in the same direction. Right? They had the same rhythm for a while, and then they all needed to be in the same direction. We also know that fireflies entrain with one another, blinking on and off at the same time. Have you ever seen fireflies? So if this is going on with objects and with creatures around us, imagine what's happening within our own bodies and among us. We're also subject to this type of entrainment. In fact, female college roommates who share close quarters will entrain with one another's monthly cycles. Some firsthand experience there. Apparently, our body's heart rate, breathing, and brain waves and blood circulation also entrain with each other. So that's why singing or meditation, which alters our breathing rate, is so important. Meditation or chanting can slow our breathing, which in turn can calm our heart rate and lower our blood pressure. So that's a nice option to consider if you have high blood pressure. So now, if you think of humans like the metronomes being similarly impacted by those around us, this has huge implications for power and whom we let close to us. Now remember, the strongest, most powerful vibrations can cause lesser ones to entrain with them. And people talk about not liking someone's vibes. There may literally be something about someone else's vibrations that either fits or doesn't fit with ours. And it has me thinking about these times that we live in and some of the vibrations that are being put out into our world at this time and whether or not we want to entrain with those vibrations. So if you think of it as rhythm, you can become really conscious of whether you want to be part of that rhythm or not. Lynn Redmond, who wrote her fabulous book, When the Drummers Were Women, says that falling in love is falling in rhythm with somebody. Isn't that a wonderful way to think of it? And that major events like birth, marriage, pregnancy, illness, separation, or death are stressful partly because they break familiar rhythms. And the importance of rhythms in our lives cannot be underestimated on our physiology or our psychology. Now, some of you know that in a previous career, I used to manage classical musicians. And we talked last week about Joshua Bell, the violinist whom I used to manage, who was one of the better known artists that I represented. But also under management at IMG, and not by me, was the world-famous Scottish percussionist Evelyn Glennie. Now, the extraordinary thing about Evelyn Glennie is not that she's one of the world's finest percussionists. Now, that would be enough to impress anyone. But what's completely extraordinary about her is that she's entirely deaf. Glennie started losing her hearing when she was just 8 years old, and she was totally deaf by the age of 12. But going deaf, she said, taught her to feel sound with different parts of her body and not rely on her ears. The whole body is a resonating chamber, she says. And Evelyn hears sounds and notes through the different vibrations in her hands, her scalp, her stomach, her feet and legs, and other parts of her body. And in fact, she always plays barefoot on wooden floors so that she can feel the vibrations of the orchestras she plays with. And when she plays the marimba, she says, she hears the sound through her fingertips. Can you imagine hearing through your fingertips? And she plays exquisitely, and in no way is she hampered by her lack of hearing. In fact, I'd say to the contrary, her playing is profoundly musical and sensitive and moving precisely because she listens so deeply in a different way. Now, Glennie insists that listening is not about the ears alone. It's all about paying attention. She's fascinated by rhythm and sound, and she's collected over 1,000 percussion instruments, which she can play. So I encourage you to seek out her videos on YouTube, because she's really quite an extraordinary musician. So my friends, during this month focused on attention, I invite us to begin to pay more attention to the rhythm of life. Listen deeply to what's going on inside your body. Pay attention to the rhythms and sounds in everything around you. Notice how we impact one another with our vibrations. This gives us a different perspective on our seventh Unitarian Universalist principle, reminding us that we're all interconnected, doesn't it? We're all interconnected through our vibrations and rhythms. In the rhythm of life, a song which our choir is going to treat us to momentarily, Dorothy Field calls us to spread the religion of the rhythm of life, for the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm on the inside, rhythm on the street, and the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. May we pay attention to that powerful beat, to that rhythm of life. May it be so.